W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Just about 24 hours left until a strike deadline. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain telling union members offers from the big three automakers are not enough.
We are preparing to strike these companies in a way they've never seen before.
Ford CEO says if there is a strike tomorrow night, it's not because they didn't make a great offer. At issue, pay, benefits, and shorter hours. Federal judge in Texas finds a revised deferred action for childhood arrivals is illegal, but he's leaving the program in place. It prevents the deportation of children brought to the U.S. without documentation. Communities in eastern Pennsylvania breathing a sigh of relief now that the escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante is back in prison.
Cavalcante was serving a life sentence for the murder of his ex-girlfriend Deborah Brandau, her sister posting, "We are deeply grateful for the support and hard work put in by law enforcement. These past 2 weeks have been extremely painful and terrifying."
ABC's Trevor Ault. This is ABC News. An Afghan soldier has been granted asylum in the U.S. along with his brother. That soldier had worked with the U.S. military, fled the Taliban, traveled through nearly a dozen countries, and was arrested at the Texas-Mexican border. A mixed bag of news for MTV's VMA ratings.
Like, are you doing something? What's going to happen now?
Taylor Swift's question to a newly reunited NSYNC and her many wins at Tuesday night's MTV Video Music Awards provided a ratings boost for the show. Its biggest audience in 3 years, up 37% in total viewers from last year. That said, the show was watched by just 865,000 people on MTV. At its peak in 2011, the awards telecast drew an audience of 12.4 million. The 865,000 number just counts views on MTV. The show is simulcast on BET, VH1, and other Paramount Network. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
The National 4-H Council launching a new e-learning platform called Clover. It's collaborating with Netflix. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
But we're coming to a town near you, all across the state of Wisconsin.
Mike and Dom kicking it all off in Wausau this Thursday starting at 4 p.m. Live from Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first-ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
More at NightingaleMPLS.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henny Cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, they've been working with us for over 7 years, and we really appreciate their support, and likewise, we love to support them. What a great organization. Hey, we're here with Arvina and Martin, and she's with the director of Emerge Wisconsin. And Arvina, welcome, and I'm wondering if we could just hit off the show here with a quick update from your governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, and then maybe comment on what the governor has to say, and then also get into our conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear it from Governor Evers.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Earlier this year, I proposed a comprehensive budget plan to address our state's long-standing workforce challenges, support working families, and maintain our economic momentum. Fortunately, despite having a record budget surplus, Republicans in the legislature rejected many of those efforts. But thanks to my strategic line item vetoes in the budget, I've ensured ample state resources are readily available for legislators to address the most pressing issues facing our state. September 20th, I'm calling a special session of the legislature to complete their work on the budget and pass my comprehensive plan to address our state's chronic workforce challenges. My workforce plan makes targeted investments in high needs areas of our workforce, especially our healthcare and education workforce that we know has struggled for years. These challenges have plagued our state for generations, and they will only continue holding our economy, our families, and our state back if Republican lawmakers don't address this issue with the urgency it requires. We've seen what can happen when we work together to address critical needs, reach bipartisan consensus and compromise, and put the people of Wisconsin first. I'm optimistic that we can do this again. Thank you. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Well, thanks, Governor Evers. Arvina, we got a special session coming up here in Wisconsin. That sounds good.
I mean, a special session in name, with the Republican-held legislature, we can be pretty assured that they're going to go their standard gavel in, gavel out without accomplishing anything and without actually doing the work that Governor Evers is asking for, which is really disappointed and really short-sighted of the legislature, and you know, is unfortunately par for the course for the Republican legislators and legislature that we have been that we are working with here in Wisconsin.
Well, we all have these issues here across the nation, and Governor Evers looks like he's trying to work on the workforce with education and healthcare. I know we have such a shortage here in Minnesota of teachers since COVID, and even prior to that, people working in the school district. And goodness knows, during COVID, we had so many people leave the profession of healthcare. So it's a red alert all over Turtle Island here.
Absolutely. And these are fields that that are so important to, you know, society functioning in a proper way, in a way that is, you know, helpful to all of its citizens. You know, education, the Republicans seem to be convinced that anything teaching, you know, teaching anything about history that is, you know, cast even a semi-negative light on the actions of the American country, the United States at any time, is somehow being un-American and not realizing that criticism is very American, and that it's important. You know, everybody learns from making mistakes, and why shouldn't we acknowledge mistakes that were made in the past and learn from them so we can be better.
Right.
And you can say the same thing about healthcare. You know, that's such a basic, you know, important part of life, you know, making sure that people can go see doctors just for regular care, you know, and not even including things like emergency care or to deal with cancer or for life-threatening illnesses or injuries. You know, these are all really important to how we function as a society, and the Republicans sure seem hell-bent on destroying them.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because I'm a lot older than you and really a lot older than Haley, lot older. And I can remember when a lot of our Republicans here in Minnesota were more centrist, it seems like now. They cared about the ecology, they cared about education, they cared about all these things, and it seems like the Republicans everywhere are just hell-bent on not liking anything.
Well, you know, you can take a look at how narrow Republican majorities have led to gerrymandering in our states, Wisconsin being a prime example of how gerrymandering can affect, you know, our elected bodies, our legislative bodies. And when you have safe districts, that means you can get people more at the extremes, and you don't have competition. You don't have people competing on the basis of their ideas. You just have people, trying to reach out to the fringes and to figuring out, you know, where they can. It just leads to more extremism.
Yeah, they're for nothing. And that's, we see that here in Minnesota, too. They're against everything and for nothing. And the solutions are few and far between. And that isn't always the way it's been. And so it's very disheartening. And I think it was easy for me to complain about both parties at one time. And now I can't really do that because one party's insane and one other party's trying to do something. Jeez.
You nailed it. One side is saying we don't care about anything, or, you know, we just want to stop it, and we're going to throw out all these boogeymen, I should say. And meanwhile, the other side is trying to do things like one of our previous special sessions here in that Governor Evers has called, and was gaveled in and immediately gaveled out, was a special session talking about the lack of of childcare here in Wisconsin. And that is absolutely a workforce development issue as well. I mean, how can we make sure that folks are able to go get jobs and work out of the home if they have kids that they need to watch? And you know, that then our economy remains stagnant. We have, you know, issues with people that need help financially because childcare is too expensive and there isn't enough of it. You know, it's more of the same, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully the pendulum will switch back more to liberalism and moderate, because it always seems to swing, and it's swung since the Reagan administration. Middle class has been deteriorating because of the trickle-down BS that they thought would work and the busting of unions. And here we are, you know, 40 years later, and it's really come to its fruition. But, hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, and we're so glad to have you. You look good. I know last time I talked to you, you weren't feeling good, so it's we won't talk about that in the next segment, but maybe what we could talk about is just switch a little bit and talk about what's coming up for Ho-Chunk Nation this weekend.
Oh, yeah, and big weekend.
Yeah, and talk about how our government works, maybe, and that would be really cool to educate our people out there.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Oik, and we'll be right back.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Mary T. of the Mary T. Family of Companies. Our new Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care is a bold reimagining of what assisted living can be. Our emphasis is on creative meals, outdoor walking paths, and a spectrum of restorative therapies and activities. We are founded on a history of care. We are dedicated to enriching lives. Learn more about Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care by visiting MaryTInc.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACDU's Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3.
Yeah, that's where all the groovy people go. I'll be there having lunch and a little fry bread pizza and saying hello to running into some Ho-Chunks there, too, a half a dozen each time, and I just give them a big ahoo. Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, and she is the executive director of Merge Wisconsin. And Arvina, let's talk a little bit about Ho-Chunk. And I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Wisconsin and here in Minnesota and all over Turtle Island. And I know all governments, Native governments, work a little differently, and we have four branches, and we have a very important weekend, Saturday specifically, coming up.
Yeah, well, before we do, throw out fry bread pizza? Is that what you said? Did I hear fry bread pizza?
Yeah.
I've never had that, but I'm intrigued, and I want to subscribe to that newsletter that involves fry bread pizza.
Well, when you come up for another concert, you and your daughter, I'll have to meet you at the powwow grounds, and we'll have one.
Yeah, can we get Beyonce to come back again? We'll do it for another Beyonce concert.
That's the only way you'll come into God's country here?
No. But it would be kind of cool to share a fry bread pizza with Beyonce.
That's right. That would be.
Yes,
I saw a great concert at the fair, Brandi Carlile. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but I just love her, and she just rocked.
She was in the Go-Go's, right?
No, that's not Brandy. That's
Belinda.
Yeah, Belinda, that's right.
Belinda. Oh, my goodness. My bad.
That's all right. Let's move on. I'm sorry with the chit-chat.
Yes, no, yes. I got sidetracked. No, yes, we have a general council this weekend, our fourth branch of government here with the Ho-Chunk Nation. You know, people that don't quite get what that is, this is a time where the general membership of the Ho-Chunk Nation get together to meet to create resolutions and vote on them and help guide the policy that the Ho-Chunk Nation legislative, judicial, and executive branches will then have to either, you know, whether they have to, what's the word, implement those decisions, or those decisions are guidelines, the resolutions are guidelines for them to work by. For people that aren't familiar with this kind of fourth branch, this general council branch, I kind of liken it to those like old timey New England town halls where the whole town gets together and they're in like a gym, like the elementary school gym, and talking about potholes or something, but but it's a chance for all of us and for all citizens, all adult tribal members, to come in and speak and make their voices heard and present resolutions for ways that they want the tribe to go in terms of legislative direction, etc. And you know, it's a long day, but it's direct democracy in action.
Absolutely. And we haven't had one in a few years because of COVID and other reasons. So I know we've had attempts the last year, and it was really fun because for me, I got to see relatives I haven't seen in a long time because of COVID, and also relatives I've never met before. So it's kind of a social thing, and I'll have a booth up there for District 4 representatives, and I'll be handing out t-shirts, and stop by Irvine and I'll get you a District 4 t-shirt. You can be an honorary member, and
I'll be honorary D4.
And just to get to know people, and you know, D4 is all over the country, and people come in from all over the country and just want to meet people face to face and get ideas of what they would like to see in their government. So it's a very important time, and I always like to remind people when I have a chance is that we're the only what's different about our government is not only the other branch, but our government gives back to our people directly. And that's something that I think is really important, whether it's medical services or you know, things to help them, whether it's housing and work on things like that. And so I'm really proud to be a citizen of Ho-Chunk Nation specifically.
Likewise, you know, I and one of those, the ways that I, you know, felt that pride was during the pandemic and watching our health department, which I, you know, full disclosure, the executive director is my sister. But I was very, very proud of her and her team's efforts, specifically regarding vaccinations. Once the COVID vaccine came out and you know, we, the nation had vaccinated all of our high-risk tribal members and then the rest of their our tribal members, and then had an extra supply, opened up the opportunity for anybody who lived in Wisconsin, native or Ho-Chunk or not, to be able to go up to one of our facilities and get vaccinated. And I know that I was really proud, and I know that I had friends from high school who maybe had moved away, who had texted me about, say, or messaged me on Facebook about, you know, my parents are older and haven't been able to get their vaccination through the county or through the state, whatever, but can they go? And the amount of pride that I could say that the Ho-Chunk Nation was working to do something for our community outside of just the Ho-Chunk Nation. So after making sure that we were, you know, all the tribal members who needed vaccinations got them, we're able to extend that helping hand. And I, you know, that to me very much exemplifies what it means to be Ho-Chunk, you know, helping out your community and making sure you're taking care of everybody.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Irvina. You know, when I went and got vaccinated in Black River Falls, the governor, lieutenant governor, and a couple other politicians were there to watch how well our healthcare people were running this and giving shots and how they were running it. It was like almost a model of the state in the very, very beginning of vaccines.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a well-oiled machine. I got my vaccine at the House of Wellness in Wisconsin, Baraboo/Wisconsin Dells. And it was amazing to see the efficiency and getting checked in, getting your, and moved to getting the actual shot and then moved to the observation area. And there were, there were snacks and beverages during that waiting time. And I also remember it being similar to what you were saying about general counsel. The first time I'd seen relatives and you know, the hard part being that you had to social distance from them, and all you wanted to do was give them a hug, but how amazing it was to see them, you know, and that those vaccination clinics were so well run. And I think that people sleep on us and think, oh, well, it's just a small group of people and they're not really doing all that much. And here was this example of the nation doing something incredible for the state of Wisconsin at large. And I was so proud, and I was so proud of my sister for the efforts that she and her team made and made those clinics so well run and so efficient.
Yeah. Wow. Really good point. I'll be really happy to see relatives and see what's going on, because it's been a while. We've had, matter of fact, I've been elected as a representative of Ho-Chunk Nation after the last general council that we've had. So it'll be good to see people again, and just to see people and, you know, to make quorum and all those things. And now that I'm an elder, I get to sit in the front. So that's a good one.
Look at you sitting in the front.
Baby elder.
Getting those special elder meals brought right to you.
It's embarrassing but fun at the same time too.
No, not embarrassing. You earned it. That's what being an elder is all about. You've earned it. No, I agree. It seems like general counsel always seems like a family reunion in a sense. But with a strong sense of knowledge that you're there for a reason, and you're there for to help make decisions to make the Ho-Chunk Nation better.
Right.
And I think that's what we all care about. And I think it's important that we remember that, you know, that's our goal. And I don't think that we forget that. You know, I know that we show up as tribal members, and
it's so great to see people you haven't seen in years, or since last general council, but people are there to vote and to make their opinions heard. And for those of you that don't know Ho-Chunks, we have opinions and we are not afraid to make sure that people know them. So I think it's a really great expression of tribal sovereignty and who we are as Ho-Chunk people. And it shows our values.
Hey, absolutely. I wonder, Arvina, if you could hold on for another break, and then maybe what I would like you to do is close out on something you'd like to talk about, and then we'll let you.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Just about 24 hours left until a strike deadline. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain telling union members offers from the big three automakers are not enough.
We are preparing to strike these companies in a way they've never seen before.
Ford CEO says if there is a strike tomorrow night, it's not because they didn't make a great offer. At issue, pay, benefits, and shorter hours. Federal judge in Texas finds a revised deferred action for childhood arrivals is illegal, but he's leaving the program in place. It prevents the deportation of children brought to the U.S. without documentation. Communities in eastern Pennsylvania breathing a sigh of relief now that the escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante is back in prison.
Cavalcante was serving a life sentence for the murder of his ex-girlfriend Deborah Brandau. Her sister posting, "We are deeply grateful for the support and hard work put in by law enforcement. These past 2 weeks have been extremely painful and terrifying."
ABC's Trevor Ault. This is ABC News.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot Buford's birthday and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Cephos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the
AM 950 weather. I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 51, Thursday sunny with a high near 82, and Friday a chance for rain with a high near 73. Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and destination restaurant serving delicious food and drinks. They have a menu comprised of snacks, bruschettas, and small plates designed for sharing but is sure to satisfy your appetite. Plus, they have thoughtfully crafted cocktails. Find details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, bringing you only the best coffee roasted to a perfection.
Hey, I got to go up there and get some coffee after the show here. First, I got to walk the dog. But hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. And Arvina, I'd like you to talk about what you'd like to talk about. I always kind of get carried away, and I know there's things going on that are in the forefront of either Emerge Wisconsin or just, again, it's good to see you. I talked to you on the phone wondering if you were going to come on the show last week, and I was like, who's this person that sounds like she's been smoking and drinking whiskey? She sounded like really deaf. And I went,
RSV. I had RSV last week, and my poor daughter, she has COVID this week. What? So, yeah. So we've been, I'm sitting in my safe, you know, kind of quarantine space, but we're wearing masks all over our house. And I did just want to say that I know that there is a new COVID kind of boom happening, and they're thinking that it's less detectable. It's a very, very specific strain, and that it doesn't always show up on COVID tests. Uh-oh. And it seems to be a bit milder, but that's for regular folks that I don't want to say regular. That's not the word I want to use. For folks, it seems to be kind of, you know, minimal effects for those of people that have, you know, strong immune systems that don't have any underlying conditions, but could still absolutely be devastating for our elders or for our immunocompromised relatives. Anybody that has other things like asthma or things that might complicate their respiratory health. So, you know, if you see me at General Counsel this weekend, I'm going to be wearing a mask because I don't want to get sick. I don't want to spread any illness. And also a reminder that we need to be up on making sure that we get our boosters. They're becoming available. They might be part of the next flu vaccine, or they might be kind of bundled. I'm not sure if that's flu and RSV or flu and COVID, but rest assured, I plan on getting all the vaccinations that I can, because I live, you know, with my mother, who's an elder. My daughter has asthma, and I want to make sure that I'm protecting them as well as any other person that I come in contact with. So that's just kind of an aside and part of the conversation from our last segment. And, you know, just making sure I give those a little shout out.
Yeah. Well, I apologize for that. I didn't realize that what was going down, and you did sound bad, and it's good to, there is a new vaccine coming, and I don't think they're bundled. I think they're going to shoot you in two different arms, but
I'll take it.
Me too. Prayers up and for your daughter and yourself. And you know, that's the thing we talk about here in Native Roots Radio. We have the CEO of Native American Community Clinic on almost every Monday, and we've been talking a little bit about the vaccine and this new strain, because it's been bizarre. People that come back from a big flight, whether they're in Europe or whatever, they come back with a COVID, and I'm just like going, wow, it's still a big thing, and give me another shot. That's all I have to say.
Exactly. I asked my doctor, I'm like, is there anything else that I can get vaccinated for? Like, do you need to give me, I heard that there's leprosy in Florida. Like, do I need that? You know, like, should I be, we've got global warming. Like, it's been especially hot here in Wisconsin this summer. Do I need to worry about malaria?
Yes, for all of our friends, don't worry. I do know that there's not malaria happening in Wisconsin.
Oh, but how's that football team without what's his Aaron Rodgers?
Hey, how about them Packers? That's my dad used to say that all the time. And you know what? I'm excited for the Jordan Love era. I'm excited to see him grow. I'm excited to see him work in an offense that's built for him, as opposed to filling in for, you know, a Hall of Fame guy that has very specific talents that he might not. So, let's hear it for Jordan Love's mom, who comes to every game and the cameras go and search her out, and she doesn't always have the best seats, but she's there yelling for her little boy. And, aww. You know, yeah, I mean, it reminds me of how our families are, you know, and doesn't matter if you get the best seats, you go and you cheer your boy on, you cheer your family on.
Okay, that's enough Packer talk, darn it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I won't tell any Vikings jokes.
It's funny. You know, that anti-vaxxer broke his leg in New York or tore his, he's out for the rest of the season. So
his Achilles tendon snapped.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I mean, you hate to see injury for anybody. And I will say that I loved watching, or, you know, Aaron Rodgers' first game I missed because I had to be in a birthing class before I had my daughter. She's going to be turning 15 in like a week. So it's kind of an interesting time continuum, being like, oh my God, that's the last time we had a new quarterback. It was before my daughter was born. She's going to be 15 soon. Wow.
Like, well, I was kind of hoping that it would be like what Brett Favre, he went to the Jets for a year and then came to the Vikings for a couple of years. And so we were warming up a seat for Aaron Rodgers to come in here next year. But now he's go ahead.
And I'm sure that the Jets are going to be excited to welcome Jordan Love to their team in 15 years.
good one. Okay, I've just lost it. That was a good one. From politics to Jordan Love to Packer talk here in AM 950 in Minnesota and all over civic media in Wisconsin. So I'm sure some people are really enjoying this. But hey,
Robert, I'm a hinunk of many talents.
Well, I'm a legend in my own mind. So
it takes all kinds. We need all of us.
Right. That's right. Well, was that what you wanted to talk about, or do you have some Emerge updates?
I do, actually. I'm really excited because Emerge Wisconsin is accepting applications. Our applications did open up. I was excited to announce it last week, but unfortunately that RSV had me down for the count, and I was in bed sleeping and hydrating, and like that was my only job. But our applications are open. I would love to see other Native people, other Wangshiks, submit their applications to Emerge Wisconsin. You can go to wi.emergeamerica.org. We have a pop-up, and you can just click that and it'll take you directly to the application. And, you know, I do want to mention that if you don't live in Wisconsin, but are considering running for office, first of all, let me tell you, you should do it. Please run. And that I consider myself, or I want to be, make myself available. And if you have any questions about running for office, you know, you can always email me at Arvina, A-R-V-I-N-A, at emergewi.org. And I am happy to, if you don't live in Wisconsin, help you find a candidate training program, either virtual or In your area. I just was contacted by one of our relatives from Nebraska who is interested in running for office. And, you know, she reached out to me and I reached out to our national staff to find out, all right, what do we have or what do we, what kind of programs do either we or our partners have that are accessible to somebody in Nebraska? And so even if you live in a state that doesn't have a merge, or if you are not, if you don't identify as a woman and still, and want to run for office, and therefore, you know, you can't participate in a merge, you can still send me an email and I will do my best to find something that can help train you so we can make our voices heard. You know, I talk about this all the time, but, you know, it's really part of, it seems so cliche and weird to say, but it's really part of my life's work. This is what I care about, and making sure that we're being represented at every level of government. And it's really important that we do that. It's really important that we have Native perspectives on as many, I mean, similar to what former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said when she was asked how many women are enough, and she says when there are nine.
Mm-hmm.
How many Native people, or how many legislative bodies, or how many governmental electeds do you need? We need to be represented on every level, on every body, and I want to be here to help make that happen. So if you have any designs, if you've had any thoughts, or even just kind of like inklings, like maybe, you know, like there's this thing that's happening in our schools, or here we are, and every year we have issues with, you know, our school board saying our graduates can't put their eagle feathers on their graduation caps, or, you know, our schools are okay with playing schools with Native mascots and subjecting our youth to these racist chants. Your voice is important. And make it heard. And this is a great way to do it. And I want to be here to support you as much as I can. So check us out.
Great way to end the segment. We're going to have Bob Blake from Red Lake on next, and we're going to have Viking talk. Oh, no, just kidding.
I see that hat.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio. Thanks, Irvine. I'll see you Saturday. I'll be masking up too, maybe. I don't know. I should probably always have a mask on. We'll be right back after this short break with Bob Blake and the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Ho-wah!
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
You work hard for every cent you make. You have bills and you have goals. Choose a bank that's going to support you along the way. That's Fair Financial Banking. No overdraft fees, no minimum balance. No credit score required. Call 651-262-2173 to talk to a Fair Financial enroller to open your account today. Keep more of your money. That's fair. Fairfinancial.org. Fair is a program of Prepare Plus Prosper, a nonprofit organization, and is not a bank. Banking services are provided by Sunrise Banks N.A., member FDIC.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned community supplier. supported Cozy Artsy Coffee Shop, which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Good one, Robert. Hey, Robert, before we get going here, we have a ticket giveaway here. Haley, do you think you could? Yesterday, Rusty Nail was his name that won the tickets yesterday, and we got more tickets to give away today.
Yes. So we got the Ray Bonneville and Corey Medina and Brothers show this Friday at 8 p.m. at the Cedar Cultural Center, which is 416 Cedar Avenue South in Minneapolis. We've got two pairs. We've got two pairs of tickets to give away. So I'm going to throw the number up if you're watching on our Facebook or YouTube live here. But I will also read it off again. Ray Bonneville and Corey Medina and Brothers, 8 p.m. this Friday at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. For your chance to win tickets, give us a call right now at 952-946-6205. Again, that's 952-946-6205 for the Ray Bonneville, Corey Medina and Brothers show this Friday.
Call early and call often. We got tickets to give away. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. And Bob, before we get going with some solar news, we really got to wonder about this preseason stuff. The Vikings seemed a little out of sync there, like they need some more practice or something. I don't know.
They look terrible, Robert. This is terrible. There is no way that they should have lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home in the last two, three and outs. You know, the last two possessions of the game. That is unacceptable.
That's right. And I knew you'd have something to say about that, but let's go. And I only care if the Vikings win two games. And I said that when Brett Favre was here too. He could go 2-15 now. He could go 2-15 as long as he beats the Packers twice a year and quiets up these Packer fans that I run into all the time.
I had a friend, Robert, that had a baby about 4 or 5 months ago now, and I was congratulating him, and I said, I feel so bad for him. And he's like, he looked at me kind of puzzling, and he's like, why? I said, because he's born into being a Vikings fan, a Twins fan, a Minnesota fan.
Yeah. Always disappointed.
He said he'd be disappointed every year.
Well, we did have a run, but it was like way before Haley was born, and we had the Twins win the World Series there in 87 and 91. And I still remember that, even though I was in my 30s and late 20s, but. Haven't seen much lately, and they can't beat the Yankees either. So, but the Yankees won't be in the playoffs, which will be good, and the Mets aren't either. But come on, Twins. Yeah. I got pitching, but no hitting now.
Well, I do have to admit, I still like the Lynx. I'm a big Lynx fan.
Yeah,
absolutely. And they won those WNBA championships. So that was like, you know, at least that happened for us. At least we had the Lynx, I mean, is the way that I was looking at it.
Well, and that's been a while ago now, too.
Now, that's been a while ago. Exactly. So here we are back stuck at being a Minnesota fan. Oh, well. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's going on right now is the co-ops are going after, you know, $970 million here in the, you know, in the state of Minnesota. And we have co-ops across the country that are banding together to get involved with this stuff that's coming out of, you know, for the Inflation Reduction Act, for clean energy funds, right? And so this is, I just want to put a fire underneath the tribes here. You know, you see what the co-ops are doing, everyone, is, you know, they're going to go after this because they want to, I think that what they want to do is they want to kind of follow what the tribes want to do, is essentially, you know, create their own energy, sell it to their own community members, right? Because, you know, we all know that renewable energy is really cheap right now. So, you know, this is where the co-ops are going now. You know, why buy it from, you know, MISO or the big guys and then sell it to the little guys like us, so to speak, you know, when they can just go ahead and generate the power and then distribute it themselves and make all the profits themselves. So, you know, just so tribes know that, you know, this is currently going down right now. They're going after these funds too, and this is the avenue that they're going to be taking. And I just want the tribes to understand that, you know, that this is, you know, you got to get on your horse. You got to get rolling. And for that fact, Robert, you know, at Native Sun, we are putting together a big grant where it's called the Solar for All grant. And we are including all the tribes into this particular grant. So, if you are, you know, ahead of one of these tribes here that work on energy issues for your community, please get in touch with me. Your tribe is already in it, Robert, because you said to go ahead and put them in it. So we've got a really good grant. We're in partnership with the state of Minnesota on this. So this looks, we have some really good partners on this, and we feel like, you know, we're gonna we'll have a good chance at getting this grant. But it's all about bringing community solar into the tribal communities, and the tribes going ahead and them, you know, running these programs. You know what I mean? So these are the kinds of things that we have to do. So we can go ahead and make sure that tribes are at the forefront of, you know, this funding and this technology. And of course, the economic development that's going to be created off of these energy sources for their communities.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Let's get on it. And I know I'm trying to do my best too. And we'll be talking real soon to Solar Bear and Native Sun here in the nation, Ho-Chunk Nation. So it's imperative. So great news and great work as always.
And I just want to send out a quick shout out to Kate Knuth, who is the new Minnesota agency, Minnesota climate director. Kate is a good friend of mine. You know, she, former lawmaker. Anyways, Kate was the one that wrote the first original draft for Native Sun. So now she's obviously run for mayor for Minneapolis. She's, you know, she's going to be the climate director for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency now.
Wow.
They got a great write-up in her for her on the Minnesota, our Midwest Energy News. And I just want to say, Kate, you know, thank you for all your help. And, you know, I don't know if Native Sun would have gotten off the ground with, you know, some of your direction that you've helped me with. And I'm so proud of you and all the great work you're doing with the MPCA. And, you know, keep it up, because we need climate champions like you that are up there in positions of power and, you know, are really working for the people. Like yourself, Mr. Pilot.
Yes, yes. We got to dodge those arrows from the naysayers. But yes. Yeah, I hear you there, Bob. What else you got going on? We got a shortened segment because I guess we were into Packer talk here in the last segment. But give us another one.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick update on something else too. Virtual power plants, you know, these are kind of where you're going to produce the power and you're going to sell it out onto the market, right? Mm-hmm. Is kind of a breakdown of it. So say you have a solar array and you make an agreement, say the Ho-Chunk Nation makes an agreement with Pepsi, you know, and they buy the power from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Having these virtual power plants around the country are going to meet 20% of the demand peak in the future by 2030. So, you know, everyone's going to kind of start doing this now, Robert, but this is a perfect opportunity for, I believe, tribal nations to get involved in this game and to create some economic development and some cash flow for their community. So that's it for the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Hey, love you, Bob Blake. Let's talk. We'll have a NFC SmackDown talk here next weekend before Arvina.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian.